Australia Day 1972 saw the first Aboriginal embassy erected outside Parliament.
The native title legislation must be amended.
And they've walked this land so many times before anybody came.
I am sorry.
In this bulletin, a man assisting police after a one-year-old dies outside a Sydney childcare centre. Donald Trump reiterates his support for Gazans to be resettled elsewhere. And in sport, a gold medal from the 1956 Melbourne Olympics to be sold at auction. A child has died after being found in a car in Sydney's inner west. New South Wales police say a one-year-old girl was discovered unresponsive in a vehicle outside a childcare centre in Earlwood and could not be revived by paramedics. Superintendent Christine McDonald says a male occupant of the vehicle, believed to be related to the child, is assisting with inquiries. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has called the incident heartbreaking for everyone concerned. Sweden's Prime Minister has spoken of darkness falling over the country in the wake of a mass shooting that has killed an estimated 10 people. Ulf Kristersson has made the remark during a press conference held to reassure the country that has grappled with rising gang violence, but where mass shootings are rare. Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer has confirmed a number of others have been injured in addition to the 10 people who have died. He has reiterated the PM's earlier plea for Swedes not to speculate about the reason for before the police investigation is complete.
Anyone in that family, I'm devastated for them, and I also am thinking about emergency service workers. It's just a reminder, maybe their own life isn't in jeopardy every single day, but what they have to confront in a typical shift.
Of course, we all want to understand why this happened, what occurred, and what motives the perpetrator may have had. We will have to wait for those answers. In due time, the picture will become clearer.
Sorry about that. Quick mix-up in the grabs, but that's all right, because now we're on to the next one. Donald Trump has reiterated his support for the permanent resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza during Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington. The US president has told the Israeli prime minister in the Oval Office that he and his team have been talking about the possibilities of resettlement with Jordan, Egypt, and other countries in the region.
I think we need another location. I think it should be a location that's going to make people happy. You look over the decades, it's all death in Gaza. This has been happening for years. It's all death. If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently in nice homes.
Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff has defended the president's remarks, saying Trump only has the welfare of Gazans in mind, given its level of destruction. But Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan says it's a terrible idea.
This method has been tried in history. There's been a war going on for 60 to 70 years. If they push on this method again, if they take it further, a situation will arise that will endanger both regional and global peace.
Supplies are being flown into the far north Queensland community of Ingham, which has been left isolated by heavy rain and flooding. Major Bruce Highway link, the Olara Creek Bridge, has collapsed, while water levels remain at hip height and in many places after the nearby Herbert River rose beyond a 15.2 metres flood record set almost 60 years ago. The Australian Defence Force is airlifting generators to provide power and fuel supplies for services such as water treatment plants, while Federal Emergency Services Minister Jenny McAllister is understood to be talks with the supermarkets to drop food and grocery supplies to its residents. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says he grew up in Ingham and understands their anxiety about flood events.
I remember my parents talking about the 1967 event and how devastating that was, and the fact that we may never see another one again. Well, this event has proven that another one did come, and the river heights were very, very similar to 1967, and the devastation is, quite frankly, incredible.
Ukraine has promised to negotiate a swap for Australian captured during fighting with Russia. Ukrainian ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miskunchenko, says his government is pushing for the exchange for Oscar Jenkins, after adding him to its list of prisoners of war once Russian officials confirmed the 32-year-old Melburnian was alive. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed he raised Mr. Jenkins' welfare directly with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the first time in an overnight phone call ahead of the 3-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. He says Mr. Zelensky wants an investigation into how Mr. Jenkins ended up in Russian hands. A new study says many Australians misunderstand migration and want to lower the number of people coming into the country, but their minds can be changed. The Australian National University survey has revealed Australians believe the proportion of migrants from the Pacific to be 3 times the actual figure, while people also think the numbers coming from the Middle East are double what it is. Lead author Alyssa Leng says the research shows quantitative facts about immigrants can change Australian minds, but that migration narratives did so much more effectively. She says this highlights the importance of news outlets accurately reporting on immigration issues. An independent probe is to be held into a landslide that destroyed a home on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula and sent a council worker to hospital. Premier Jacinta Allen and local government minister Nick Stikos say they intend to establish a board of inquiry that will determine how the landslide happened and if it could have been avoided. Minister Stakos says the inquiry is in response to concerns of local residents, but he also says he wants to ensure it never happens again. Parents will have access to 3 days of guaranteed subsidised childcare under new laws introduced into the Australian Parliament today. Early Childhood Education Minister Anne Alley has brought Labor's signature policy before the House of Representatives, legislation and the Greens have already agreed to support in the Senate. The changes will remove the current activity test to guarantee subsidies for families earning up to $530,000. The minister says the 3-day guarantee is about making sure every child has the best start possible to life.
We know how precious the first 5 years of a child's life are. It's a time of extraordinary growth, of emotional and intellectual development. In these years, children learn foundational skills. They learn to socialise and develop emotional skills that they then build on when they start school. And the children who benefit the most from high-quality early childhood education and care right now are the least likely to attend.
The country's alcohol industry has disputed a study that found more than a third of alcohol products on Australian shelves do not have government-mandated pregnancy warnings on bottles or cans. Alistair Cove from the industry group Alcohol Beverages Australia says the study was based on a survey undertaken in the 3 weeks immediately before and after the 1st of August 2023, which means almost every bottle in the store would have been produced and labelled before pregnancy warnings were mandatory. But Public Health Association of Australia Chief Executive Terry Slevin says the survey confirms government must take a much stronger action on alcohol warnings to help Australians make informed choices about their drinking. He says it's time to stop leaving the fox in charge of the henhouse. Thousands of people have left the Greek island of Santorini following an unprecedented series of tremors caused by underwater earthquakes in the Aegean Sea. Extra ferry and airplane resources have been added to help people evacuate. More than 200 incidents of seismic activity have been recorded since last week, triggering fears of a major event at the holiday hotspot. Local resident Sanis Lignos says everyone is worried.
For 3 days now, there have been earthquakes all the time, every 5 minutes. It is continuous. They don't stop at all. The entire island is traumatized. We have been looking for tickets for 3 days now. We could not find any for the ferries or the airplanes. They don't exist.
And to sport. A gold medal for cycling from the 1956 Melbourne Olympics is going up for auction. It's estimated the medal will sell for between $30,000 to $40,000. The medal was originally awarded to Australia's Anthony Tippy Marchant in the 2000-metre tandem cycling final alongside Ian Joey Brown. Lesky Auction House says their pair first teamed up just 10 months before the start of the Melbourne Olympics. And now for a look at today's weather. And it's a hot one across the country with Perth sunny, the tops of 39. Adelaide sunny of 31. Melbourne mostly sunny with 24 degrees at tops. Hobart partly cloudy at 20. Canberra with a possible shower or two and maybe even a storm at 33. Wollongong partly cloudy at 27. Sydney partly cloudy at 30. Newcastle is mostly sunny at the tops of 32 degrees. Brisbane with a shower or two at 29. Cairns with rain and a possible storm at 30 degrees. And Darwin showers and a possible storm of 33. And this has been your latest in news and weather for today.